RadioInfluence.com.
Flavor, flavor. Please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around. No fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. This is Ian Beckles on this fine Friday afternoon. Beloved Lightning will be playing tonight, and I will be at Amalie Arena, hopefully watching our Lightning get it done against those stinking Washington Capitals. Now, I don't like to make predictions. I think the Lightning are a better hockey team, but you know what scares me is, you know, the Washington Capitals got to be due eventually, because it seems like they've been good for a long time and never been able to get over that threshold. So let's hope this is not the year, and let's hope that we calm down Mr. Ovechkin and make sure he doesn't run amok on our defense. So this is Flavor in the Year. This is my podcast where we talk a lot of pop culture. We talk a little bit of sports here and there, and we tend to dabble in politics because, you know, it seems to be, you know, morphed in with pop culture at this moment. So I'll be at that game tonight, and it's a trip because yesterday I was hanging out in an establishment, and it might have been 8:30, and it's still light outside. I don't know what's going on, but it's hard to go to sleep. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so I gotta, no, actually 4 o'clock in the morning, so I gotta go to sleep pretty darn early, but my body will not let me go to sleep when it's still light outside. So I'm ready for whatever change is coming, because that's tripping me out a little bit. It really is. Now, some of the crazy things that happened in pop culture this week. Stormy Daniels is kind of a pop culture crossed up with politics a little bit, but mostly pop culture in a slutty type of way. They were showing Stormy Daniels at an establishment, a strip club, and she's making it. I mean, this place was packed. She's making loads of money. You know, she's not the youngest thing in the world. She got those big fake fun bags, which are interesting, but you know, her body's not that great, but she's making a whole lot of money. And they are working this Donald Trump thing like a champion. Seriously. Like, she's winning in this situation. And so is her lawyer. Her lawyer is winning as well. And Donald just kind of sitting back, not saying anything, which is probably the most, you know, the smartest thing he can do in this situation. Now, I don't know about you guys. I have this funny thing about royalty. I mean, real royalty, like the royal family. And I don't really get politics, but I kind of get it. I just don't get the royalty thing at all. I mean, this whole royal wedding that's coming up, you know, I couldn't give a rat's ass who's getting married. And I'm not going to watch a wedding. I don't know why anybody would watch a wedding. I can't think of anything more boring. I don't want to go to a wedding. I certainly don't want to watch a wedding on television for two people who I'm never ever gonna meet and I don't give a crap about. And the whole royal thing, so you're popular because you were born? Like, royalty, they don't have to do nothing. At least Donald Trump had to do something to get to his post. Royalty, you're just born and you're just royalty, you're just cool? And it didn't work like that in my world. So this Meghan Markle, or whatever the hell her name is gonna be marrying in to the royal family. She got a smidgen of African-American in her, so we'll see how that disrupts the whole cart. I'm a very unblemished bloodline, so she's going to mess it up a little bit. She's a fine-looking thing now. I get it. Like, if I was in his situation, I could holler at that. I think we would definitely all do that. That is for sure. So, you know, I watch some SportsCenter, not nearly as much SportsCenter as I used to. And I was watching yesterday, and I remember there was a defensive lineman, Kabir Baja Bilambiamila, and KGB they called him. And I heard this name, it's Akbar Kabaja Biamila. And I don't know who this freaking guy is. He's a co-host of American Ninja Warriors. And they had him out there with the Phillies throwing the first pitch. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when we grew up playing all sports. Like, there's not a sport that I didn't play. There's not one. And it seems like when they're asking these people to throw out first pitches, some of them look like they're throwing a baseball for the first time. And I don't know if it's the nerves or the situation. I know if you put me on that mound, I'm going to throw a pitch. It's not going to be far from a strike. It ain't going to be 90 miles an hour, but I'm a good enough athlete to where I know I can get the ball over the plate. I know I can. And I'm not stupid. I'm probably going to go play, catch a little bit to get my arm right. And so just get the whole vantage point right. I'm not trying to go out there and look terrible. But this guy went out there, this Akbar Kabaja Biamila, who doesn't sound like a baseball player at all, this ball went 6 feet and it went straight into the ground like he held on to the baseball 3 extra feet. He just literally almost threw it straight into the ground like it was the first time he ever threw a baseball. And you remember 50 Cent throwing it? Go back and Google Carl Lewis' first pitch. Literally, like, there's no way he ever played any sport where he had to throw anything. Like, he threw it like a six-year-old girl, not to offend six-year-old girls. But that's how he threw it. And I just don't know how grown men can't throw something. How you grow up not throwing anything? Nothing. Even you didn't throw rocks? You can't throw a baseball? I don't know. As we get older, I think the next generation is just going to be very unathletic. I think they're already there. But when we grew up, bro, we couldn't get away from sports. Sports. I had a football camp last year, and they brought some kids, they're all kids from, like, we'll say 7 all the way through 15. And this is a football camp. You would think football players are coming. The majority of the kids that came out there couldn't catch. And I mean at all. There's a couple of kids where you can stand 2 feet from them and just toss them the ball. They're not going to catch it. Don't quite know why you put them in football camp. But basically, I was a glorified babysitter, if you know what I mean. Now, some of the crazy things that I saw in the news this week. First of all, the Coast Guard seized 2,600 pounds of marijuana. $2 million wholesale value. Everybody, your weed is about to go up. The price of your weed is going to go way up. 2,600 pounds of pot. Whew. I'd like to run into that by accident. I got my people at Trulieve where I get mine legally. But if you just get it off of some cat off the street, the price is about to go up because 2,600 pounds of pot is a whole lot of pot. Okay? I can smell it right now. Now, these are two stories that drove me crazy this week. The first one I saw on Channel 13, I believe. I'm a Channel 13 guy. I like to watch Jed Epstein and Vanessa Rufus. Those are my girlfriends. Laura Moody, too, is my girlfriend, but they don't know. 20-year-olds getting Botox. Now, Botox hasn't been around that long. And from what I hear, you're injecting botulism into your face. Sounds like a good idea, or not. 20-year-old kids getting, and they're kids, getting Botox. Botox only been around for a while. 40 years from now, everybody's faces are going to droop to the ground, and we're going to wonder why. Why does a 20-year-old girl need to get Botox every 6 months? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You don't have wrinkles at 20. Nobody has a wrinkle at 20. And you're going to start jamming botulism into your head when you're 20 years old. It's not, and then everybody's going to wonder why they have cancer. Why do we get cancer? You know, you go to other countries that are eating meat that are hanging off of, you know, in the heat with flies on it. They don't get cancer. We get cancer. Because instead of that meat hanging and with flies on it, we inject it with a bunch of steroids and we put stuff to make it last longer. And we can sit in the grocery store for longer. And we're wondering why everybody's getting cancer. So, not trying to be morbid, but there's no reason why a 20-year-old girl should be getting Botox. None whatsoever. And this story here too, my daughter, my youngest daughter Peyton is going to UF. And my eldest Zayna graduated from US last year. So I got a little ties to UF, and I was at the graduation last year when Zayna graduated. And it's a big deal. It's a big school. There's a lot of kids, and it's a long process. The graduation is long. I think they have it in actually categories because there's so many kids. Like, you go to a plant graduation, all the kids walk. But in Florida, they have different categories. So they're having their graduation. And the kids were told, don't act an ass. No dancing on the stage, no acting a fool, because this is going to be a 5-hour affair anyways. And if we slow it down by you guys acting a fool, you're wasting everybody's time. So they were told, don't go up there and make yourself as the individual and be dancing and all that kind of stuff, because we're not going to allow it. Now, fraternities and different sects of kids went up there and doing all these twisting around individual dances after they're told not to. Now, I understand that you don't go to UF anymore and you don't really give a crap about authority, but when you're breaking a rule, which is what they said, the rule was no dancing. The guy at the stage was doing his job and removing him from the stage because they were told no dancing. Obviously, it's a big deal if you were told that. They wouldn't go out of their way and waste their time. So they were told no dancing. Dude took him off the stage. People were saying he was being too rough and how he was being violent. I heard racial discrimination. Now, white people and black people and Asian people and Indian people were all taken off the stage. But then people started saying he was grabbing the black people stronger. And I was like, oh God, where are we in our world to where you can't make rules anymore? And I think that's where we are. We can't make rules anymore. And that's a bad place to be, I'm telling you. And the youth that we have that are growing up right now, they're just not good with rules. Rules are important, I'm telling you. And I don't know where this generation is going, because you can't yell at kids anymore. Teachers aren't allowed to reprimand kids. You're really not allowed to do much of anything. If you make somebody cry, they're going to sue you these days. If my daughter was dancing and she was told not to dance, I'm going to complain about her dancing and that was the rule. That's the problem, is the parenting. They're the ones who are complaining. Oh my God, how dare they grab my child? Your child is breaking rules. That's the way it has to be. I mean, it has to be that way, unfortunately. So, I mean, if you're a UF grad, I don't know where you stand on that. But to me, regardless of the situation, just tell your kids to go by the rules and go about your business and get the hell out of there. For all you Buccaneer fans that are Tony Dungy fans, and there are Tony Dungy fans, and there are John Gruden fans, and there's people that are fans of both, that's okay. But we're all Buccaneers here. We should have love. Tony Dungy is going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor coming this year. Don't know if I'm going to make it for that. I might. I don't like those big old things. And they want you to be all business-like, and they want you to wear khaki pants and their issued Buccaneer shirt. It's not really me. Actually, the last time they had the Ring of Honor, I can't remember who was going, and they sent me my Buccaneer shirt, and they put number 62, which was great, but then they put tight end. So starting here in Tampa Bay, since they didn't know what position I played. But Tony Dungy is going into the Ring of Honor. And listen, I don't know if anybody's more deserving than Tony Dungy, because without Tony Dungy, if you pluck out Tony Dungy's era and leave the rest of it in, you can leave all the rest of Tampa Bay football in it. There's not much left. There really isn't. Now, you're going to say, what about John Gruden in the Super Bowl? Okay. Hey, that's the year. That's it. After that, was crap. And before that, was crap. Okay, so you take Tony Dungy's era out, there's not a whole lot. And it's not just the fact that he won, is that he turned it around. And it's also the fact that, I mean, he's a fantastic person. And I don't say that about a lot of people, but I can say that about Tony. And if anybody said to the contrary, I would just check. I would say, check yourself. Because, I mean, I've never heard of Tony lying to anybody, disrespecting anybody. And he was nothing but a complete gentleman. And I consider him a friend. And he's a coach. And that doesn't happen very often. It really doesn't. You don't normally have that kind of respect for your coaches. And I had a lot of head coaches, and I don't respect very many of them that way. So congratulations to Tony Dungy for getting inducted into the Ring of Honor. And if I'm not there in person, I'll definitely be watching on television. That is for sure. Now, the Lightning, like I said, are going to be playing the Washington Capitals tonight. And now they just got rid of the Boston Bruins. You know, this whole Brad Marchand thing, it's got to be the weirdest thing I've seen in sports because I don't really understand it. They say it's to get under somebody's skin. And I never really saw it live because they didn't really want to focus on it. But there's some pictures of him licking Callahan, like, literally in the mouth. Like, he's standing right up on him, and he's licking Ryan Callahan in his mouth. Like, I don't see how that's funny. Like, I don't really understand where that has a place in sports. Now, I believe they said if you do it again, there's going to be issues. I don't know what that would have been. But, like, I don't even know what they were saying in the other locker room. That is a homosexual act and a sexual act that you're doing on a playing field. That's not okay. It's not the homosexual part. It's you're competing in sports. What's going to happen if I'm sitting there in the club and some guy comes and licks me in my mouth? There's got to be some, one of us got to die after that. And it's happening in sports and hockey at that. I mean, hockey players got to be some of the toughest cats, physically, mentally. If you're looking at some of these guys now for the Lightning, they start to get that Skeletor look to them, like they, you know, they've been playing forever, and they have been. Season starts in September, and it's if they keep on going, they still got another month of hockey. That's a lot of hockey, man. And those guys physically and their bodies are beat up mentally. I'm sure they need a break, that's for sure. And my hat's going to go off to those guys because that's not something, for the weak at heart. That's for sure. Definitely not. So I'm hoping to hell these guys get it done because there's nothing like having championships in your own city. The hockey thing goes on for a long time, but it's beautiful along the way. I don't think it's quite as good as having an NFL team go to the Super Bowl. I can't give them that. But it's a long run, and it's fun, and it leads to a lot of drinking, which is not good. Before you know it, you realize you've been drinking three times a week watching hockey, and you know hockey's not normally a one beer type of thing. It doesn't normally work that way, unfortunately. So let's get on to your guy Donald Trump and politics, and I enjoy talking about politics. Lately, I used to always say I don't believe in it. I still don't believe in it, but I think it is funny as hell right now. There's this funny stuff happening all the time, and it's to the point where the people that are running our country, like, nobody has any couth anymore. Nobody is able to tell the truth anymore. Like, I don't remember the last politician that told the truth. They I don't think any of them do. And there was some senior official at the White House when they were talking about Senator John McCain, who served our country and was a war hero, although Donald Trump doesn't think so. I mean, that's about as disrespectful as it comes. I think he said something like, he got caught, he's not a hero. And listen, he told John McCain that he's not a hero because he got caught. And everybody was okay with that. But if Colin Kaepernick kneels for the anthem, he can't get a job. Think about that for a second. Now, this White House official talking about John McCain, their comment was, he's dying anyways. What happened to humanity? I was like, nobody's even acting like a human anymore. He's dying anyways. It's just mean-spirited, and it's disgusting. And the fact that these people are making our decisions scares me. It really does. And the decisions that are being made, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and the people are going to say I'm wrong, you're the problem anyways. Everything that we've seen done by Trump is first and foremost to undo what Barack Obama did. Like, literally, he's undone seven Barack Obama era policies. Seven. Those were just implemented. This guy spent millions and millions of dollars implementing policies to get undone. The whole thing doesn't make sense anymore. So Barack Obama is going to go out of his way to implement a policy. Then 4 years later, it's just going to get undone. And nobody even really knows why. I mean, that's a flaw right now in politics. I thought politics had been flawed forever and one-sided and disgusting. But there's a flaw in politics now because things are getting done without votes and nobody gives a crap anymore. And it seems like the president is speaking on behalf of everybody. Like he'll say, well, everybody knows that that's a bad policy. And then you ask his people and that's not the case. And, you know, you can't speak for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But Donald Trump is trying to speak for everybody. And to me, that's a problem. And he's doing stuff without conversing with anyone. I mean, he doesn't care anymore. There's no more rules. And what he's doing is he's acting like a tyrant. The people he praises are tyrants, period. I mean, he praises Putin. He praises Kim Jong-un. He praises him. They just got the detainees back. And Donald Trump came out and said, Kim Jong-un was excellent to our detainees. Ooh, how can you be excellent to somebody if you unlawfully detained them? You were excellent. Hey, bro, I mean, so I'm a prisoner and you're excellent to me, but I can't leave? Those words shouldn't be coming out of people's mouths. They really should. You're praising tyrants. And then we're going to go shake hands and smile and believe everything they say when everything, it's just been lies the whole time anyways. You gonna believe that dude? I mean, he don't look like somebody that's really believable all that much to me. He really isn't. And I don't think he believes himself. And I'm sure enough don't believe that Donald Trump believes himself either. I really don't. And when it comes to Trump versus Kim Jong-un on June 12th, I'm going to get my popcorn. I'm going to treat it just like Mayweather-McGregor. They're doing it in Singapore, the big match. They're both going to have their boxing robes on. And they're going to roll up and they're going to have a very, very awkward handshake. And that's to me going to be the best. That's going to be the best one. Nobody shakes hands more awkwardly than Donald Trump. Nobody. That dude is trying to be more manly than you all the time. That's his thing. And that little dude, he's not going to have it. Can't wait. Singapore, June 12th. Trump versus Un. I wouldn't miss that if I was you. That's going to be some good viewing. I mean, it's going to be kind of complicated with all the interpretations and stuff like that. But like I said, I'm going to have my popcorn and I'm going to be sitting back watching that. That is absolutely for sure. So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. If you love podcasts like I'm enjoying doing right now, I have another podcast, which is In the Trenches, which comes out on Monday. We're talking primarily football and really most Buccaneers since that's our hometown team. But there's a lot of things happening around the football world that gives us enough information here and there and everywhere. So you want to check out In the Trenches. If you guys have any questions for me about football or pop culture or politics, doesn't matter, you can email me, ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. And let's just hope that our Lightning get it done. And when we're talking next week, we're thinking about playoffs and we're thinking about Stanley Cups and hoisting trophies. That's a beautiful thing. You think about it right now. I hope that the players are just thinking all they got to do is win 8 more games this year and we win the Stanley Cup. Seems pretty easy, right? It's not quite that easy though. Anyways, I appreciate you guys listening in. This has been Flavor in Your Ear. Everybody have a wonderful week. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's in that flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor. Flavor.
I'm Tracy Beans, host of the new podcast Dark to Light with Frank and Beans on Radio Influence. It's a new show about politics, but not the way you're used to. What we talk about is actually true. And it's also stuff they don't want you to hear. So we bring it to you weekly. All the intrigue and spin and double talk spelled out for you right with my co-host Frank's special flavor of commentary. Don't miss him. He's an experience. So join us. Dark to Light with Frank and me, Tracy Beans, drops each Friday on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.